In Germany, newspaper headlines read, "It's a boy. The winner is Europe." Some commuters reacted with relief, while others were less overjoyed that Emmanuel Macron was the only alternative.
I think it's sad that it had to be decided like this because Macron wasn't who everyone wanted to vote for. But for Europe, it's a good thing. And thank God it's not Le Pen.
German Chancellor congratulated Macron personally by phone.
Emmanuel Macron carries the hopes of millions of French people and also of many people in Germany and the whole of Europe. He ran a courageous pro-European campaign. He stands for openness to the world and firmly behind a social market economy.
Baltic prime ministers with their Polish counterpart in the Estonian capital Tallinn also welcomed Macron's victory.
The result shows that a unified Europe, a developing Europe, a safe Europe based on principled values, based on human rights, has a future.
At a campaign event in London, British Prime Minister urged voters to allow her a Macron-style mandate to strengthen hand in the Brexit negotiations.
We must make sure that in the UK we also have a strong mandate to take a strong position into our negotiating table.
In the United States, President Donald Trump took to Twitter to congratulate Macron on his big win and says he looks very much forward to working with him. The newly elected president won 66% of the vote, but the big challenge lies ahead for someone who was relatively unknown to the French public 5 years ago.
Une nouvelle page de notre longue histoire s'ouvre ce soir.
Via Skype, Eric Bradberg.
So his next domestic challenge will be to secure enough seats in the parliament and then later on in the Senate to have enough domestic support from the legislative branch so that he can also implement some of the reforms that he's promised.
Bradberg says we will find out more about Macron's style and leadership qualities soon, as he'll be on the world stage in the NATO and G7 summits later this month. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.